On a bright summer morning, under a clear and cloudless sky, terror struck. To grasp the enormity of it is almost too much for the heart to bear. September 11th, 2001, the day of the attack on America.
A date which will live in infamy.
It began as a shimmering late summer day.
WCBS News Time 8:48. It's traffic and weather together. Tom Kaminsky, Chopper 880.
All right, Pat, we are just currently getting a look at the World Trade Center. We have something that has happened here at the World Trade Center.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
By now, you've seen the pictures. But it's been a long, agonizing, and confusing 12 hours.
Oh, it was chaos. It's something out of a movie.
So, briefly, here's what we know about exactly what happened. 8:48 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11, hijacked en route from Boston to Los Angeles, slams into the North Tower of the World Trade Center, two-thirds of the way up the 110-story building.
We had seen a fireball, and I can tell you it appears as though something has gone into the World Trade Center.
20 minutes later, at 9:08 a.m., a United Airlines flight, number 175, also from Boston to Los Angeles, tips its wings and crashes into the South Tower.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
An incredible fireball, so remarkable, it didn't even seem real.
All you could see were papers and smoke just flying through and around the plaza. And we looked up about maybe 10 or 15 floors up, and the whole wall was blown out, and it was filled with flames. And everybody was just, like, in awe. We had no idea what it could be. And suddenly, our two managers in the office, they came screaming in with an urgency that I've never, ever heard before, and anybody's voice saying, "Get out, get out, get out, get out." We had gotten down to about the 50th floor from the 80th floor, and there was a PA announcement, and they kept saying, there's a fire in World Trade number one. The firemen are attending to it. World Trade Center is secure. You may return to your offices. Repeatedly. And everybody just stood in sort of disbelief.
Tom didn't go back. It was far from secure. Just minutes later, the second crash right into his office.
Looked like a plane rammed into the second building.
35 minutes after that, 9:43 a.m., American Airlines Flight 77, scheduled to fly to Los Angeles from Dulles Airport outside Washington, dives into the Pentagon, destroying one of the building's five sides.
I happened to hear a plane come through. It sounded like it was running normal.
10:10 a.m., the fourth hijacked plane, United 93 from Newark to San Francisco, crashes in a remote area 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh.
Just coming down like it's going to land. Instead of landing, it just went straight into the ground.
In a little more than an hour, four horrific plane crashes, hundreds believed dead. But far worse was yet to come.
Outside, it's America. Outside, it's America. some kind of report, Kate. Who's involved in a secondary explosion? It's Tower 1, Kate. I've got five patients. They need to be treated and transported, Kate. I have them in my command car. You have to direct me to the nearest treatment center.
Treatment center set up at Church and Fulton, sir. At Becky and West, we have staging at Kingdoms and West also and full triage to World Trade. At this time, I know that that's still available.
America.
I was on the 24th floor, and the first plane hit. And the building rocked to the right and back. And I opened the door of the conference room and I saw the plane go by, people falling.
Another day has almost come and gone.
You know, it was just a traffic jam for people trying to get down.
Can't imagine what else could go wrong.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Sometimes I'd like to hide away somewhere and lock the door.
Make no mistake.
A single battle lost, but not the war.
The United States will hunt down.
Cause tomorrow's another day.
And punish.
And I'm thirsty anyway.
Those responsible.
So bring on the rain.
For these cowardly acts.
So we got down to the bottom. There was bodies everywhere. They were all on fire.
It's almost like the hard times circle round.
People were jumping in pairs and threes, in groups.
And they all start coming down.
It was devastating.
Yeah, I might feel defeated, and I might hang my head. I might be barely breathing, but I'm not dead.
I'm not ready to die right now.
Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway. So bring on the rain.
They might have found him, Pat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mommy said that Peter called the number and that whoever he spoke to said that they heard from him and that he's okay.
No, I'm not gonna let it get me down. I'm not gonna cry. And I'm not gonna lose any sleep tonight.
Everybody has to understand, they got to pick sides now. Everybody's got to pick a side. Off the sidelines. Period. This is a seminal moment. Some group, some individual, some nation goes so far that they crossed every line. The terrorist organization involved here crossed the line, and I think they've signed their death warrant.
Because tomorrow's another day.
Nightmares, Armageddon right here.
And I am not afraid, so bring on the
above my head.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
He says, Paris, you're alive.
Everybody was lined up trying to hitchhike out of the tunnel. It was like, you know, and this guy pulled up in a pickup truck and drove me all the way to the ferry, and I got home. But I'm home now.
God bless America.
Thank you.
Us people are just poems. We're 90% metaphor, with a leanness of meaning approaching hyperdistillation. And once upon a time, we were moonshine, rushing down the throat of a giraffe. Yes, rushing down the long hall, despite what the PA announcement says. Yes, rushing down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that it will always be there. It's part of a pair. There on the bow of Noah's Ark, the most prestigious couple just kicking back, parked against a perfectly blue sky on a morning beatific in its Indian summer breeze. On the day that America fell to its knees, after strutting around for a century without saying thank you or please. And the shock was subsonic, and the smoke was deafening between the setup and the punchline, because we were all on time for work that day. We all boarded that plane for to fly, and then while the fires were raging, we all climbed up on the windowsill, and then we all held hands and jumped into the sky. And every burrow looked up when it heard the first blast, and then every dumb action movie was summarily surpassed, and the exodus uptown by foot and motor car looked more like war than anything I've seen so far. So far. So far. So far. So fierce and ingenious, a poetic specter so far gone that every jackass newscaster was struck dumb and stumbling over, oh my God, and this is unbelievable, and on and on. And I'll tell you what, while we're at it, you can keep the Pentagon, you can keep the propaganda, you can keep each and every TV that's been trying to convince me to participate in some prep school punk's plan to perpetuate retribution. Perpetuate retribution. Even as the blue toxic smoke of our lesson in retribution is still hanging in the air, and there's ash on our shoes, and there's ash in our hair, and there's a fine silt on every mantle from Hell's Kitchen to Brooklyn, and the streets are full of stories, sudden twists and near misses, and soon every open bar is crammed to the rafters with tales of narrowly averted disasters, and the whiskey is flowing like never before, as all over the country, folks just shake their heads and pour.
What happened last week affected us. We all ride in airplanes. We go inside big buildings. We could feel that on a very intimate level. But now it's done. We worry about it happening again. But in Iraq or Afghanistan or Turkey or in many places across the world, you don't have to worry about it happening the next day or in Palestine, because it's going to. Shortly after this happened, Ariel Sharon called off peace talks and occupied Jericho.
So here's a toast to all the folks that live in Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq, El Salvador. Here's a toast to all the folks living on the Pine Ridge Reservation under the stone cold gaze of Mount Rushmore. Here's a toast to all those nurses and doctors who daily provide women with a choice, who stand down a threat the size of Oklahoma City just to listen to a young woman's voice. Here's a toast to all those folks on death row right now, awaiting the executioner's guillotine, who are shackled there with dread and can only escape into their heads to find peace in the form of a dream. Peace in the form of a dream. Peace in the form of a dream. Cause take away our PlayStations, and we are a third world nation under the thumb of some blue blood royal son who stole the Oval Office and that phony election. I mean, it don't take a weatherman to look around and see the weather. Jeb said he'd deliver Florida, folks, and boy, did he ever. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. Number one, George W. Bush is not president. Number two, America is not a true democracy. And number three, the media is not fooling me. Cause I'm a poem heating hyperdistillation, and I've got no room for a lie so verbose. Yeah. Yes, I'm looking out over my whole human family, and I'm raising my glass in a toast. Here's to our last drink of fossil fuels. May we vow to get off of this sauce. Shoo away the swarms of commuter planes. Find that train ticket we lost. 'Cause once upon a time, the line followed the river and peeked into all the backyards. And the laundry was waving and the graffiti was teasing us from brick walls and bridges. We were rolling over ridges through valleys under stars. I dream of touring like Duke Ellington in my own railroad car. Yeah. I dream of waiting on the tall, blonde wooden benches in a grand station aglow with grace, and then standing out on the platform and feeling the air, the air, the air on my face. Give back the night, its distant whistle. Give the darkness back its soul. Give the big oil companies the finger, finally, and relearn how to rock and roll. Yes, the lessons are all around us, and the truth is waiting there. It's time to pick through the rubble, clean the streets, and clear the air. Get our government to pull its big dick out of the sand of someone else's desert. Put it back in its pants. Quit the hypocritical chants of freedom forever. 'Cause when one lone phone rang in 2001 at 10 after 9 on 911, which was the number we all call when that lone phone rang right off the wall, right off our desk and down the long hall, down the long stairs in a building so tall that the whole world turned just to watch it fall. While we're at it, remember the first time around? The bomb, the rider truck, the parking garage, the princess that didn't even feel the pee. Remember joking around in our apartment on Avenue D? Can you imagine how many paper coffee cups would have to change their design following a fantastical reversal of the New York skyline? It was a joke at the time. And that was just a few years ago, so let the record show that the FBI was all over that case, that the plot was obvious and in everybody's face. And scoping that scene religiously, the CIA, or is it KGB, committing countless crimes against humanity with this kind of eventuality as its excuse for abuse after expensive abuse, and they didn't have a clue. Look, another window to see through. Way up here on 104th floor. Look, another key, another door. 10% literal, 90% metaphor. 3,000 some poems disguised as people on an almost too perfect day. Must be more than pawns in some asshole's passion play. So now it's your job, and it's my job to make it that way. To make sure they didn't die in vain. Shh. Baby, listen. Hear the train.
I don't understand what you do, actually.
Things are definitely not normal.
There's excitement about getting back to work, about getting back to normal. Our city has news, I mean, has cameras and has police everywhere. It's almost like we're a military zone.
It's like everything else when times are bad. You know, now something like this, all of a sudden security be tightened. And then, you know, when nothing happens for a year, then it's lax again. When they have to worry, they worry. And then, you know, things are like, okay, it's okay. But it's never going to be okay.
I want this world to change back into a normal place.
What would that be like?
peaceful, and we could play together and have fun and laugh together.
Those evildoers, those barbaric people who attacked our country, and we're going to hold them accountable, and we're going to hold the people who house them accountable.
I don't think our lifestyles will be the same for a long time, since it was before these attacks, as far as use of transportation, particularly airports, are concerned. There have been warnings about whether our security was good enough and whether the proper measures were being taken. I'm sure that will all be reviewed.
The focus right now is on Osama bin Laden, no question about it. He's the prime suspect in his organization. I want him held. I want justice. And there's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, wanted, dead or alive.
I would submit to you this morning that what is wrong in the world today is that the nations of the world are engaged in a bitter, colossal contest for supremacy. And if some doesn't happen to stop this trend, I'm sorely afraid that we won't be here to talk about Jesus Christ and about God and about brotherhood too many more years. Somebody doesn't bring an end to this suicidal thrust that we see in the world. None of us are going to be around, because somebody's going to make the mistake through our senseless blundering, dropping a nuclear bomb somewhere, and then another one is going to drop. And don't let anybody fool you. This is why we are drifting, and we are drifting back, because nations are caught up with the dumb major instinct. I must be first. I must be supreme. Our nation must rule the world. And I am sad to say that the nation in which we live is the supreme culprit. And I'm going to continue to say it to America, because I love this country too much to see the drift that it has taken. God didn't call America to do what she's doing in the world now. God didn't call America to engage in a senseless, unjust war as the war in Vietnam. And we are criminals in that war. We've committed more war crimes almost than any nation in the world. And I'm going to continue to say it.
September 11th, 2001. It is a date that will be etched in history, engraved in stone, and in our memories. The day of the attack on America.
And night fell on a different world. A world where freedom itself is under attack. We are called to respond to terror now. This is the time, and the world is ready for leadership.
Bush is seen by the media as being an unstable leader who might go off on a tangent, and the U.S. could possibly use excessive aggression in response to the attack.
Tonight, we are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom. Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done. Fellow citizens, we'll meet violence with patient justice, assured of the rightness of our cause and confident of the victories to come. In all that lies before us, may God grant us wisdom, and may He watch over the United States of America. I will not forget the wound to our country and those who inflicted it. I will not yield. I will not rest. I will not relent in waging the struggle for freedom and security for the American people. The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. Freedom and fear, justice and cruelty have always been at war, and we know that God is not neutral between them.
Last week, Suicide University, the world's oldest victim, murdering in the name of a great institution of higher religion, declared that liberty is a disease. The civilization we share is threatened. Every nation in our coalition has duties. These duties can be demanding. Responsibility to crack down on parasites. I thank the Arab and Islamic countries that have killed all of the condemned terrorists, traitors to Islam, with indifference.
I know, they cut the heart.
Freedom is a disease. Parasite nations trying to pick and choose their government as traitors face the most horrifying destruction. History will justify all the brutality and world holocaust. No hint of conscience would prevent it. The tools to turn oppression to prosperity. Prayed at Pakameka, God's great drug dealing. In this nightmare world, there are good causes and bad causes. And we may disagree on where that line is drawn. We kill to overthrow governments and destabilize entire regions. Perhaps in my country, or perhaps in yours. My country is pledged to investing in AIDS and other infectious diseases around the world. The war against terror must inflame ethnic hatred and must serve as an excuse to persecute religious minorities in any country. We must shift the blame away from the guilty to advance the development and expanding trade and the poverty of humanity. We must press on with our agenda for peace and poverty and prosperity in every land.
Back up! Stand back up!
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Morpheus.
Malicious lies.
I know.
There is no such thing as a no such government terrorist that can ever remember the deliberate murder of the innocent. If you know something, tell us. When we find you, you'll lie in a tomb of rubble. For the United States of America, because there is more murder, there is no other peace. Not every nation will be a part in expanding global conspiracy terror and chaos by their own hatred and extremism. Our enemies resent it and dismiss it, but the dreams of mankind are defined by coercion, subversion, the natural right to murder and to destabilize and to overthrow government and live in dignity. The Taliban's days of harboring women, terrorists, brutalizing heroin, and dealing in clothes, the people of Afghanistan will say with the rest of the world, good heroin. I can promise too, that America will join the world in helping the people of Afghanistan rebuild their country. Many, including my family, dropped over 1.3 million on heroin through the winter. My country is pledged to encouraging development, investing in heroin, and expanding trade. I'm proud of the honorable conduct of the American military. 4 million in heroin for packages of rations and blankets. And all the world faces the most horrifying prospect of all. These same terrorists are searching for weapons of mass destruction, the tools to turn their hatred into holocaust. They can be expected to use chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons the moment we deliver them.
Americans are asking, who attacked our country? The evidence we have gathered all points to a collection of loosely affiliated police forces, intelligence service, dozens of federal departments and agencies, as well as state and local governments and banking systems around the world. Americans are asking, how will we fight and win this war? By sponsoring and sheltering and supplying terrorists, by sacrificing human life, by aiding and abetting murder and those who commit evil. And tonight, the United States of America is committing murder on thousands of civilians in places like Afghanistan, like the war against Iraq a decade ago, and make no distinctions among military and civilians, including women and children. And that is good. This is the fight of all who believe in fascism, Nazism, and totalitarianism. And remember why so many hate us. And there is a reason. The United States of America committed an act of war against men and women from El Salvador, Iran, Mexico, and Japan on thousands of civilians. The United States of America is threatening people everywhere, nations from Latin America to Asia to Africa to Europe to the Islamic world. My administration will work with terrorists to plot evil and destruction, to show the world their own cities, their own citizens may be next. The weapon of fear. Our nation has only one option. The weapon of fear.
Terror and death.
Weapons of mass murder.
Tyranny in our world.
Our nation has only one option.
Corruption.
Tyranny in our world.
The weapon of fear.
Connect the dots of the conspiracy.
Law enforcement, intelligence, the military, and Homeland Security.
The weapon of fear.
Our nation has only one option.
Terror and death.
The weapon of fear.
Connect the dots of the conspiracy.
Our nation has only one option.
Corruption.
The weapon of fear.
Allowing the violent to inherit the earth.
Our nation has only one option.
Weapons of mass murder.
Tyranny in our world. The weapon of fear. Connect the dots of the conspiracy.
We seek tyranny in our world.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
We seek the weapon of fear.
Just so long as I'm a dictator.
We seek to impose a heartless system of totalitarian control throughout the Middle East.
And war is what they got.
Some dismiss that goal as misguided idealism.
But we're going to smoke them out.
In reality, an ideology of terror and death.
Fool me once.
Terror and death,
weapons of mass murder,
tyranny in our world,
poverty,
corruption,
and despair,
organized crime,
and human trafficking,
and the drug trade,
into an ideology of terror and death.
Our nation has only one option.
The weapon of fear,
fear,
fear.
Bring them on.
I'm a war president.
Fool me, can't fool again.
May God bless America.
The weapon of fear.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against the starving and suffering men and women and children of Afghanistan. The United States of America is a terrorist to the Afghan people. The United States of America is an enemy of the freedom of people everywhere to live and raise their children free from fear. All the men and women in our military, every sailor, every soldier, every airman, every Coast Guardsman, every Marine, they have become outlaws and murderers themselves. This military action is a part of our campaign against peace.
The high privilege and the distinct honor to present to you the President of the United States.
Thank you all very much. Thanks for the warm welcome. Let's roll. One, two, three,
four.
Imagine. There's no heaven. 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 It's easy. If you try. No hell.
Below
us. Bus. And above us. Only
sky.
Imagine. All the people. Living. For today.
imagine. There's no countries. It is not hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too. It's a good idea. Imagine all the people, living side by side. Peace. You can say, I am a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. And I hope someday you'll join me and the world. We'll live as 1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can't. No need for greed or hunger. Brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing. All the world. Imagine. Thank you very much. Peace. We strive for peace. Let's come together.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Imagine. Saying is give peace a chance. Imagine. Let's come together. Saying is give peace a chance. Give peace a chance. Imagine.
All the handouts, the bribery, the police, all the fucking hype, you know?
We seek peace. All of us want peace.
Peace on Earth? It's down to you and me.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all people living for today. The color girls see. Take a walk on the wild side. 1, 2, 3, 4. Imagine yourself countries. It isn't hard to do that. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to. Imagine all the people living life in peace. The color girls see. Take a walk on the wild side.
Welcome back to Terrorism Hits America. What now?
Comes down to this.
We're faced with an enemy who are determined to destroy us, and we have no hope of negotiating a peace. Unless that changes, we are justified in doing anything we can to survive.
And the enemy is much more elusive, equally as formidable, in the sense of being, I would use the word, evil.
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 Evildoers.
Center, center of the sky. Oh, looming phallic destiny, running slave ships on the side. Did you fall because chaos came, or are you chaos with another name? You tried to build power out of steel and glass, and then it got knocked down on its ass. You lured the people there with your corporate sneer and cheer, and the people all went in. American dreams built on fear. And now the smoke is all we see, crawling corpses over our city. And the planes are in my hair, I can't even make a phone call from up here. And the smoke is rising and flags are too. Propaganda, prop your hands up, good and evil goo. And the citizens are encouraged to pray, but two hands together never made slaves, not slaves. Well, two hands together never made slaves, not slaves. And the robot president blinks three times in between his boos and lines. He says we're gonna win. Win what? Hypocrites are bloody in their guts. Hypocrites are bloody in their guts. And now all five boroughs are watching, dust and dying floating up from the bottom of Manhattan. It's my generation growing up.
Because it needs to get done. This administration has failed to do it. And now we have an urgent duty. We should do it now. Do it. Do it well. If it feels good, do it. Duty, 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 duty.
For everybody.
Duty, duty, duty.
Do our duty.
Duty, duty,
duty, duty,
duty.
For everybody.
Duty, duty, duty.
Do our duty.
Yeah, I'm talking about a massive situation. Let me just put it to you this way. The situation can hardly get worse.
You know how I know?
I feel this terrible sadness.
Is there hope for me? Do I have a chance? And frankly, do you?
Duty, 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 duty,
duty.
For everybody.
Duty, duty, duty.
Do our duty.
Duty, 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 duty,
duty.
For everybody.
Duty, duty, duty.
Do our duty.
A great
duty has been done.
This has required extended duty.
Sometimes duty is hard.
Where there is suffering, there is duty.
America's duty is familiar.
We accept that duty in our time.
We must keep our focus. We must do our duty.
His purpose is achieved in our duty. And our duty is fulfilled in service to one another.
Duty, 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 duty,
duty.
Everybody.
Duty, duty, duty.
Do our duty.
Duty, 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 duty,
duty.
Everybody.
Duty, duty, duty.
Do our duty.
Duty, duty,
duty, duty,
duty.
For everybody.
Duty, duty, duty.
Do our duty.
Duty, duty,
duty, duty,
duty.
For everybody.
Duty, duty,
duty.
Do our duty.
fellow citizens.
First, let me just say this as clearly as I can. Thus far, it appears that
we are making progress.
As governor, let's see. Just the way I lead. And
I'm referring to a... I haven't had the briefing yet, but
we believe in the best.
All I know is we got a game plan.
It's a good idea.
And
we're doing just that.
And that's exactly what's going to happen shortly.
And this is, I repeat, this is a national problem.
I don't know all the details yet.
But let there be no misunderstanding. There's only one answer.
I'm telling you.
And so that's why I've made the decisions I made.
And that's why I introduced a plan.
That's the case. That's how I feel about it.
And that's a good thing.
Something, Vice President's, my plan not only... Let me say something. Let me just put it to you this way. I would just tell people what I think. In other words, look, I think people... I just told you that...
I intend to work with Congress to do something about it and fix the problem.
And that we're executing a plan.
And that's what people have got to know, yeah.
Yeah, I have nothing more to add to that.
What was the first part of the question?
All this talk about united as we, standing proud to be free, shit got me feeling a little sick. Sick, sick. Not sure who decided it was greater to vie for landline loyalties over basic humanity. To covet the cloth that represents holocaust of enslavement, genocide, internment. Standby politicians using carpet bombs under the cloak of justice. Killing our sisters and brothers overseas who breathe air just like you and me. Stealing lives under the guise that they value life. Is that right? As long as it's in the name of an American fight, the American way, so they bombard us with slogans and flash photos on screens modeled after the life we dream. Where the ones in power really value our needs. Instead, too busy showing us picture shows of some out-of-context news they wrote, manufactured by these white folk in office, by these rich men here to mock us. The United States, a piece of stolen land led by right-wing, war-hungry, oil-thirsty, and when it's all said and done, still can't clean the roll plates because they got people of color playing servant to do that shit for them. Motherfuckers ready to wipe out soft targets on territories harboring terrorists? Tragedy. The true terrorists are made in the U.S. in this police state, keeping us captive as they ration out draft cards to brown folks clutching flags like life jackets. Scared of the fate homeland identity might bring us. President's men yelling, treason, treason. Keep them under wraps, under flight risk, safety latch, lock and key if you're a little darker than me, see. All this talk about united as we, standing proud to be free, shit got me feeling a little sick. Sick, sick. I feel like I'm gonna be sick. need a cure for this noxious, jingoistic bullshit. I need a remedy. I need unity. Not United States. No more Patriot games. I need unity. Meaning you and me and our sisters and brothers overseas. Unity. Solidarity. Solidarity. Solidarity.
Solidarity.
Fellow citizens.
On this day, evil is real. I am grateful for the honor of this hour, mindful of the consequential times in which we live, and determined to simmer in resentment and tyranny, prone to ideologies that feed hatred and excuse murder. Violence will gather and multiply in destructive power and cross the most offended borders and raise a mortal threat. There is no justice with freedom, and there can be no human rights. The great objective of tyranny is the concentrated work of generations. The difficulty of the task is no excuse for avoiding it. America's influence is not unlimited, but fortunately for the oppressed, America's influence is considerable, and we will use it confidently with the ultimate goal of tyranny in our world. We will persistently clarify the choice before every ruler in every nation. The moral choice between oppression, which is eternally right, and freedom, which is always wrong. Evil is real. We celebrate the reign of hatred, the existence of permanent tyranny, the possibility of permanent slavery. Throughout all the world, and to all the inhabitants thereof, renewed in our strength, tested but not weary, we are ready for the greatest achievements in the history of tyranny. Evil is real, and may he watch over the United States of America.
Evil is real. Evil is real. Evil is real. Evil is real. Evil is real.